1.8 million Virginians on Medicaid, 800,000 on SNAP, and Governor Spamberger signed an executive order this week directing state agencies to cushion the blow from federal cuts bundled into H.R. 1. The administration projects Virginia loses between $1.8 and $2.6 billion a year starting in 2028, with 13 rural hospitals flagged as higher closure risks. She was direct, the state cannot backfill the whole hole. On data centers, Loudoun ended office park zoning for new facilities. Fredericksburg City Council voted 7-0 to kill a $23.4 million project along I-95. And Chesterfield tabled its plan to redirect Google tax revenue into cutting your car tax nearly in half. That vote moves to September. Smythe County and Stafford are writing their own rules before the industry arrives. The pattern is clear. Localities are no longer waving these projects through. Attorney General Jay Jones stood up a new unit to challenge federal overreach within Virginia and separately joined a 13-state coalition opposing the Nextartegna merger, a deal that would hand one company control of all three major network affiliates in the Norfolk market. In Chesapeake, South Korean manufacturer LS Cable is under contract for 86 acres in the Greenbrier area, with a $689 million complex expected to create roughly 430 jobs making copper rods, magnet wire, and rare earth magnets. In Charlottesville, the Free Bridge encampment faces a September 1st clearance deadline, and residents say they still have no clear relocation plan. Two ways to give back this weekend. In Hampton Roads, volunteers are needed for a Juneteenth celebration at Norfolk Public Library's Richard A. Tucker Memorial Library. In Northern Virginia, Fairfax County Parks and Rec is looking for help with its adaptive aquatics programs, a hands-on fit for individuals, families, or groups. For the full briefing plus events, things to do in your neck of the woods, and ways to give back close to home, visit virginiathisweek.com.